This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. The announcement that the 150-year-old Youngstown Vindicator will cease publication at the end of August came as a shock to at least one top Mahoning Valley business leader. But he says there are still possibilities for saving print journalism in the city. James Dignan is president and CEO of the Youngstown Warren Regional Chamber. He says the loss of the Vindicator will not only impact the paper's staff, but also the city's access to local coverage by a locally owned paper. He says that for Youngstown to avoid becoming a, quote, newspaper desert, another entity may have to step up.
Is it going to be the Business Journal? Can they be a weekly, a daily paper? Can they fill that gap? You know, maybe a Cleveland paper comes in as a regional location. I don't know. All good questions. I just hope that we still have the visibility and we have the coverage.
Dignan says he has reached out to the Brown family, which owns the paper, and hopes to speak with them this week about its future. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.